Ah, yes. Welcome back. It is a Friday. It's good to be here with you. I'm Bobby Rossi. It's Pensacola right now. So let's get started with some of the top stories in the news going on right now. Of course, one of the big ones is the bitter cold up north. Right now, it's not so bad here, but it is going to get a little bit cooler. And it is a little windy, but we're not having the wind that they're getting up north. Their polar vortex of terror is raining down on them. And apparently it could break some all-time records for cold, at least as it pertains to wind chills. So, all right. I was seeing something saying wind chill. The wind chill could be negative 30s to negative 40s in places like New Hampshire. Whoa. Yeah, that's not good. That's a lot right there. All right. A better than expected jobs report. You know, I don't like it when it's talking about expected jobs reports, but this is still good. The United States added 517,000 jobs in January. Unemployment fell to 3.4%. It was about almost 200,000 more jobs than what we expected to be added to the job market. So that's fantastic. It's very good news right there. But strangely enough, Dow futures fell. Like, okay, I guess they don't like when it's a good jobs report. You're confusing me. The Ukraine war update. So there is a rising death toll happening in Ukraine over the latest Russian attacks. And according to CIA Director William Burns, the next 6 months will be critical in the Ukraine war. Ukraine is also going to hasten to bring European Union membership closer. Like, they want to try to get done as soon as possible overall here. So we'll have to see what happens with all of that. You know, I was talking to somebody today from Russia, actually, and getting their thoughts. They live here. They're American citizen now, but they grew up in Russia. They've been here for 4 or 5 years. Their family still lives in Russia, and I was trying to get their thoughts on this whole thing. And their basically the attitude is they're worried about their family in Russia, but they don't really, like, to them, it's just they don't understand. Like, I'm talking about the person I was talking to today, who's an American citizen now. I was like, they don't understand what Russia is trying to do and why they're doing this and why they are essentially endangering lives of Russians, because they're afraid, her family's afraid, that Ukraine or European countries will take this as an opportunity to try to go and attack Russia and Moscow and take out Moscow. I was like, I don't think anybody's talking about doing that. And she was saying, well, yeah, not now, but that's what her family is concerned about in Moscow, that at some point people are going to get fed up and start attacking Moscow. And so they're looking to try to get out of the country. They're looking to move to Europe, or even try to come to the United States to get out of it. So I thought that was kind of it's a different perspective. You actually talk to somebody who has relatives who are there. We've talked to people who've had relatives in Ukraine, but not from Russia, what they're thinking, you know? So kind of an interesting one right there. That Chinese spy balloon that was spotted over the United States yesterday, China tells us to remain cool-headed. It's not a spy balloon. It's a civilian airship that is used for weather monitoring, and It just got away. It wasn't meant to be over here. It got away, but it's a weather balloon. Okay, and we just believe them? We're gonna take the word for it? It's a civilian balloon that just got away. That's supposed to. It measures the weather. I don't know about that. I got a couple other stories here for you, but first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Highway 90 throughout Milton, we are seeing slow-moving traffic. This is going to be at Avalon Boulevard heading eastbound, heading westbound as you're approaching Glover Lane, and westbound going over Blackwater River. You're going to start seeing those slowdowns at Ward Basin Road. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect everyday afternoon slowdowns due to construction on the bridge. I-10, nothing to slow you down throughout Garson Point, Pensacola, and all the way into Mobile. 3 Mile Bridge and Garson Point Bridge also checking in clear. If you see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now on with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. One other story. Apparently, Missouri has cleared nearly 200 medical marijuana dispensaries to be able to sell recreational marijuana. And recreational marijuana sales began today under some sort of emergency ruling that has happened. And, you know, just as an update, we've talked about this here in Florida. I think it's just a matter of time before nationwide it's going to be legal. Recreational marijuana, just like alcohol is. It's not a matter of if, but when. And here in the state of Florida, there's a petition that right now has, it just cleared the other day, the number of signatures needed to get a review from the courts on the wording for it to be added to the ballot in 2024. So it's looking closer and closer like it might happen. However, they've gotten the required signatures twice before in the past, and both times the wording was not approved. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens with that. Apparently some buzz going on CNN on the morning show. CNN's Don Lemon apparently snapped at his co-host for interrupting him during the onset incident, and that created a little bit of a dust up going on the morning show there for CNN. Hunter Biden and the laptop drama continues on right there. Now he's starting to be accused of being a sex predator. His story just keeps getting like deeper and deeper. I don't want to touch it. The guy's gross.
Yeah. Messier and messier. Like every time you're like, he's a mess if it's true, but
yeah. Yeah, it's just like, man, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine President Biden, President Joe Biden, when you're seeing this stuff that's coming out about Hunter. I mean, there's some pretty gross graphic things coming out about Hunter. And it's like top news. And it's and you're the president, so I'm sure people are trying to update you on things. You're like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Would you want to see the pictures? No, definitely not. Ugh. Oh, Hunter. I'll tell you what, man. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Did you just follow a story about legal pot with Buzz on CNN? Well, yeah. I did. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio. So Hunter is a sex predator like Matt Gaetz. I don't know if they're like each other. They're different kinds of ones, maybe. Allegedly, excuse me. Allegedly, sorry. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we're gonna get top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 30 minutes, we're going to have your weekend movie preview. There's actually 3 movies out in the theater this weekend, so we'll talk about that coming up then. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Now day 2 of Balloon Gate. The White House says the Chinese balloon, a clear violation of American sovereignty. Still no word on what's going to end up happening to it. Bobby, some of the popular theories I've seen include The balloon's looking for a good jet stream to release the next virus into the U.S. Also, the Eagles borrowed it to spy on the Chiefs.
Oh, okay.
So, those are...
A little Spygate going
on. Yeah, exactly. You know, can't you know, Bill Belichick's, you know, he's out of the playoffs, so we need a new Spygate. Right. The NFL, speaking of the NFL, says there were 149 concussions during the past regular season. That's a jump of 18% from the 2021 season. New Mexico could become the first state in the nation to have an official aroma. State Senator Bill Soule says a visit with fifth grade students in his district sparked the idea. His measure seeks to adopt the aroma of green chili roasting in the fall as the official aroma for the state. And a record amount of chicken wings expected to be eaten by Americans enjoying the Super Bowl. The National Chicken Council predicts football fans will consume 1.45 billion chicken wings during Super Bowl weekend. That's about 84 million wings from last year's big game. Might be an explanation, Bobby, for why that lunch worker in Chicago stole like 11 crates of them, trying to make a profit for Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, okay, gotcha, yeah. Well, a lot of people do eat their wings on the Super Bowl. I've done that in the past. I've ordered them from different places and just had them scheduled to pick up on Super Bowl day and just 100 wings, 120 wings.
Yeah.
And I've done that before. And I've tried to do that. You know, it just, they're not the same when you're trying to make them at home. I've tried to make the wings at home many, many times, many different ways. They're just not the same for some reason. So,
oh, yeah, you're right.
I've always just decided, especially for some big event like that. I saw a story today that nearly half of people would rather their team that they root for lose in the Super Bowl than to basically run out of snacks and food for their guests at the Super Bowl party. They would rather their team lose than basically run out of snacks and stuff for their guests.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, because that becomes very personal.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you're never hosting a Super Bowl party again if that happens.
Exactly, yeah. Where did the Doritos go? Those were gone. Out like within the first 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't coming back here, you know, so... What are your favorite Super Bowl? Oh, go ahead, Gracie. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, and drinks, too.
Mm-hmm.
People will get real upset.
Yes. Yeah. You lose. You run out of drinks, and that's not going to work out so well. What are your go-tos for Super Bowl snacking and foods?
Oh, definitely. I mean, definitely wings. I mean, I really like the crackers and cheese. That's another good one. Usually, we'll order a couple pizzas. Midway through the first quarter, get there for the second half. But, those generally what I stick to there. Not a big, a lot of people love the guacamole. I'm just not a guacamole fan. So I leave that for other people, but.
How can you not be a guacamole fan?
It's a good question.
Well, I like the guacamole. I just have to back off I'll eat too much of it. So I do like the chips with the salsa, with the guacamole.
Yeah.
Chips and queso, like a chips and white queso. Mm-hmm. That's always a good one to go to. But I do like just pizza. Pizza's just good to just have. It makes it simple and easy.
Yeah, we're a big dip family. So like buffalo chicken dip, like taco dip, salsa, stuff like that. Our main course usually changes up, either pizza, hamburgers, wings, like that changes up every year kind of. But
that changes up every year.
Big dips.
Gotcha. All right, stick with the dip. Well, the dips are always good for a Super Bowl. And what I find every year is I've got all this food and everything like this, but everybody fills up on the dips and the chips. And like the food just kind of like sits there at that point. And then you still want to have like more stuff. So you end up overeating. Like Super Bowl Sunday is definitely the day I overeat.
Oh,
no
yeah.
No doubt. Yeah.
I mean, and it starts like 5 hours before the game.
Yeah, like, that's the thing too. Yeah. You're stuffed before the game even starts.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout Pensacola. as well as 29 north and southbound lanes checking in clear. Highway 90, you will see typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton. That's going to be eastbound at Avalon Boulevard, westbound leading up to Glover Lane is slow moving, and moving westbound, getting into downtown Milton area near Blackwater River. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Got an update for you on the Pensacola Bay Bridge. That's next.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Take me to the place.
Milton Mardi Gras Parade is tomorrow. The crew of Airship Pirates invites you to let the good times roll down Stewart Street in Milton and join the after party at Jernigan's Landing immediately following the parade. Live music, vendors, and lots of fun. For more information, go to our website, newsradio923.com. So, yeah, buffalo chicken dip is what somebody puts out there. I also like, yeah, there's all kinds of different dips. There's very rarely is there a dip that I'm like, that's gross. Like, dips are just, they're just good, especially for Super Bowl stuff. Florida Department of Transportation has set the target date to open up the General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Bridge. That's better known as the 3 Mile Bridge, Pensacola Bay Bridge. February 13th is what it's looking like. So, you know, despite having all those massive delays because of the hurricane that ruined part of the span, and they had to redo it. They kept working on the westbound span at the same time so that they could stay on track. And so they're saying it could be a day or two or a few days before or after the 13th, but right around then they'll reopen the westbound lane of the bridge. And so the overall, now I was trying to look to see whether or not the pedestrian part of the bridge was still going to open up at the same time because we have the one side of the pedestrian bridge, but I don't know about the other side, because last time what they did is they opened up the eastbound lanes, but they opened up the pedestrian part like a month later, right? And so I was trying to look for details about that. From everything I could see, it looks like they're going to open up everything. Like, it'll be fully operational here in a couple weeks. So that'll be pretty awesome when it finally happens. We got that done, plus now we have the new Pensacola Beach sign is up, and it's functioning. What in the world? Getting done with all these projects, what are we going to do? Not having all this construction and having things working properly. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, got your weekend movie preview. There's actually 3 new movies in the theater this weekend, so that's kind of a new, it's been a while since we had some movies. It's probably still going to be, like, Avatar 2 is probably still going to be the dominant one, but, you know, at least you got some other options out there. And I got some other movie news to cover as well at that time. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top 3 stories here for you. China, that balloon that's flying over the United States is not a spy balloon. It's a weather balloon, and it's civilian-owned. It's not even theirs. Like, it's not even a thing. Now, of course, U.S. officials are saying, yeah, no, that's a lie. So they're not falling for that one. New England is dealing with a polar vortex of terror, And right now, that cold snap could break all-time records. New Hampshire could have negative 40-degree wind chills. Negative 40. Have you ever been in negative degree temperatures before? It is not right. It is not nice. Gracie, have you ever been in, because you're from Central Florida.
Yeah, I don't think I've got lower.
Negative degree wind chills?
I don't think I've even been in like single digits, let alone negative.
Not even in single digits.
I don't think so.
Yeah, single digits, that's a whole nother thing. It's like there's cold and there's the damp cold we get in the South that like it could be 50, but it still feels just, it feels worse than 30 degrees does up north. But then it's like once you get below 30 degrees, it doesn't matter. It's like when people talk about the heat and they're like, well, it's a dry heat. When they talk about going to like Arizona and Nevada, well, it's hot, but it's a dry heat. Once you get over 100 degrees, it doesn't matter. Hot is hot. It's just brutal. And that's what it's like with the cold. Like once you get below 30 degrees, it doesn't matter. It's just brutal. Like you'll be at 20, 15s, 10s. I've been in the negatives. And honestly, the negatives are just like, this doesn't feel much different than zero. It's just all bad. You can't be outside for longer than a couple of minutes or you just feel like you're going to die. It's just not good. So, and I look at that like having been to Nevada to Vegas when it was 110 and you're just like, well, this is just terrible. I'm cooking. Why am I outside right now? So, and it's just, there's these temperature ranges where I think the human body can handle. And then after it just like hits a breaking point where it's like, nope. Can't handle this anymore. had negative 60. Yeah, I had negative 30 with wind chills. It was wind chill negative 30. The actual temperature was like negative 10, negative 15 or something, and then the wind chill was negative 30. So here's negative 60 when stationed in Minot, North Dakota. Oh boy, that's next level. What else was, top three stories. Let me finish this one out. Jobs report ended up being better than expected. Unemployment rate fell to 3.4%. 517,000 jobs were added in January. Coming up at the beginning of next hour, I've got more unemployment news for you that we'll cover at that time.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is on NBA TV tonight at 6:30 with the Phoenix Suns against the Boston Celtics. And then NCAA men's basketball already underway. You got Yale against Harvard. Yale's leading by 16, make it 19 points with a minute left in the first half. That game's on ESPN Plus. And let's see, because there's a lot of games on, but as far as ranked games, here you go. Boise State is playing number 22 San Diego State University at 8 o'clock on FS1. And that's the only ranked game that's on television, but there's a lot of games on ESPN2, FS1, CBS Sports Network, and ESPN Plus. NCAA women's basketball, you do have a couple of ranked games. Number 7, Utah is playing Oregon State. Number 2, Stanford is playing Washington State. Number 14, UCLA is hosting number 22, Arizona. And, of course, no NHL hockey tonight. It's the skills competition tonight. And then tomorrow will be the NHL All-Star Game. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10 and I-110 looking good throughout our area, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes checking in clear. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. On the bridge, expect slowdowns due to construction in the eastbound direction, as well as Highway 90 does have some patches of slow traffic that's going to be right near Bell Lane in the westbound direction. In the eastbound direction, heading towards Milton, leaving Pace at Avalon Boulevard, and in the westbound direction, right near the Blackwater River. These slowdowns are going to start right around Ward Basin Road and continue until you get over Blackwater River. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111 with any details. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's see here. We've got top stories in sports world. LeBron James is now just 63 points shy of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record after his comeback win against the Pacers. NBA All-Star Kyrie Irving, former teammate of LeBron James, has reportedly requested to trade from the Nets ahead of the trade deadline. The Lakers are looking to trade somebody as well. They're looking to trade Russell Westbrook to the Jazz. Bengals running back Joe Mixon. Remember, he was arrested yesterday on an aggravating menacing charge. Well, that charge has been dismissed, at least for now. Aaron Rodgers says, I'm not going to San Fran. Okay, made that one pretty clear. Alabama, University of Alabama, has hired Notre Dame's offensive coordinator and former quarterback Tommy Rees as their new offensive coordinator. So stole Tommy Rees away from Notre Dame. Oklahoma and Texas, you know, they're set to join the SEC. Well, apparently their early departure of the Big 12 is not going to happen. Allegedly, or according to new reports, they will be unlikely to leave the Big 12 for the SEC before 2025. So there you go, a little update on that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're talking about the negative 60 degree weather up in North Dakota that somebody had when he stationed it. He goes, yeah, I had to ride a Tauntaun and avoid Wampas to work. Yeah, exactly. That's funny. So it's just like being on Hoth. I've said that before. Driving through like North Dakota and Wyoming during the winter feels like you're on a Star Wars planet. That's what it feels like. It's crazy. Hey, Bobby, I do know what you're talking about when it comes to hot and cold, but I left and went to Moravian Falls one winter, and it was 16 degrees there, and it didn't even feel like 16. But when I got back here, it was like 32 with humidity. It was much colder, and I felt the cold. I think it has to do with lower than temps to notice that difference unless you're not used to the humidity. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but 50 degrees here, rainy, cold, is worse than 30 degrees up north. I don't know what it is. When the temperature hits negative 30, your spit starts freezing before it even hits the ground. It's not nice. It's not normal. I don't know why people live in places like that.
That's the thing.
You do know that Florida's here, right?
I have no desire to go anywhere like there. I don't even think on a trip or anything.
Yeah. No, not least during this time of year when they're dealing with that kind of stuff. In the meantime, by the way, I saw that Brazil, you know, on the other side of the equator, they're dealing with 122 degree temperature for the summer. So we're getting this polar vortex of freezing cold in the Northeast. They're dealing with a heat wave down there that's unprecedented. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So a new study tried to discover what Bigfoot really is. Bigfoot. Sasquatch. According to this study, they believe that Bigfoot is actually just a big black bear that happens to get up on its hind legs and walk around. And it's being mistaken because you're only getting glimpses and things like that. But they believe they did this extensive study and they believe Bigfoot, just a big black bear. People are getting confused. So just in case you wanted to know that ordeal. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, weekend movie preview. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-6020. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, former Vice President Mike Pence calling on the Biden administration to shoot down the Chinese surveillance balloon moving over the U.S., tweeting out that he's urging Secretary of State Antony Blinken to go through with his visit to Beijing, and said Blinken should look Chinese leadership in the eye and tell them it better never happen again. The U.S. is sending another military aid package to Ukraine as Russia continues its invasion. It's worth $2.2 billion. It includes Javelin anti-tank missiles, artillery ammunition, and long-range rockets. And a Florida man story for you. A man upset over baggage fees is under arrest after claiming a bomb was aboard a flight. It happened at Orlando International Airport yesterday. Police say Danny Curry and his wife were at the gate waiting to board a Spirit Airlines flight that was headed to Pensacola. When an airline employee said he became upset over carry-on baggage fees, police say he then claimed there was a bomb on board the flight. His wife tried to explain the statement wasn't true. He repeated his claim, and airport authorities activated their protocol for dealing with threats.
Oh boy. She's like, no, 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 he didn't mean that. And he's like, yes, I did.
Looking at
WESH2.
They're out of Orlando, I think. Allegedly told the employee, quote, I bet you everyone on that aircraft is going to deplane. There is a bomb on that aircraft. Employee said, excuse me. It said, you want me to say it again? And so, yeah, I guess if I have to, you know, if I'm going to be upset, everybody's going to be upset. I guess that's what happened.
Yep, I guess that's what it was. Yeah. Yeah. Just let it spiral down that way. Oh, boy. All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's Friday. Let's talk some movies.
Now.
It's time for
a weekend
movie.
All right. Weekend movie preview here for you. Three movies out in the theater this weekend. One of them is called Knock at the Cabin. The other one is 80 for Brady. And the other one is The Amazing Maurice. So, and actually, all three of these look like they have something to offer. Like, they look pretty big. The one I'm actually kind of really interested in the most is the 80 for Brady one. It's PG-13. It's inspired by a true story of four ladies in their 80s who are huge Tom Brady fans. They go on a road trip together to the 2017 Super Bowl in Houston, which was between the Patriots and the Falcons. The ladies are played by Jane Fonda, Sally Field, Rita Moreno, and Lily Tomlin. And, of course, it has Tom Brady in it, Rob Gronkowski's in it, Danny Amendola, and Julian Edelman. But, yeah, so these four women in their 80s road tripping to go to the Super Bowl together. That's awesome. It looks very funny. It looks interesting as well. Another movie. Let me give you the rest of the movie previews right after Traffic on the Fives.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays throughout our area, as well as 29. On Pine Forest, you will see slow-moving traffic in between 9 Mile and I-10, but south of the interstate, we're looking good. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect delays on the bridge due to construction, as well as throughout Highway 90. Bell Lane moving westbound, we do have slow-moving traffic, as well as eastbound at Avalon Boulevard and throughout Highway 90. Throughout Milton, this is going to be right near Canal Street. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so I already covered one movie that's coming out this weekend called 80 for Brady, four ladies, based on true story, four ladies in their 80s, huge Tom Brady fans, road trip to go to the Super Bowl. Another movie that's out in the theater is called Knock at the Cabin, stars Dave Bautista and Rupert Grint, as well as Jonathan Groff, who was the king in Hamilton, if you saw that. He's also the voice of the guy on Frozen. And so it's a psychological thriller horror film from M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong. A little girl and her two dads are on vacation at a remote cabin in the woods. Yeah, you heard me right. Then four strangers come to the cabin and take them hostage. The strangers insist that one of them must be sacrificed to prevent the apocalypse from happening. Yeah. So there's a lot of things about that I don't like. And then finally, The Amazing Maurice is out. It's a digital animation film rated PG. Hugh Laurie is voicing a streetwise ginger cat named Maurice. And it's an interpretation of the tale of the Pied Piper. So it's kind of a new modern version of that, but it looks like a kind of a fun kid-friendly film that's out there as well. On streaming, there's really nothing on DVD or digital download that's new this week, but on streaming, if you have Amazon Prime and you've watched the season of Harlem, season 2 came out this week. Also, Paws of Fury, the movie, came out on Amazon Prime. Lyle Lyle Crocodile, the other family-friendly film, is on Netflix, and Black Panther Wakanda Forever is now on Disney Plus. There's a couple of things here. So, you know, Avatar 2 is exploding still in the box office, right? And so James Cameron's in the news, and apparently they're going to re-release Titanic for the 25th anniversary. So it's going to be in the theaters for just a limited time for the 25th anniversary. Can't believe it's been 25 years. Jeez. And so there's a new National Geographic special coming out called Titanic 25 years later with James Cameron. And part of this, they tried to find out whether Jack could have survived being in the water and whether he could have gotten on that little raft with Kate Winslet's character and been able to survive with Rose. And unfortunately, they found that he would have been able to survive. Yep, that there was enough room on the little thing, and it had enough buoyancy. They actually tested this multiple times. It had enough buoyancy. It had enough room. They both would have been able to get on there, and he would have been able to be on there long enough to be able to survive. So you know what James Cameron's response to this was? Then if he had to remake the movie, he would make the thing smaller so there wouldn't be enough room for him. I think you're missing the point of what people were wanting out of this study, out of this research. Like, Gracie's jaw almost hit the ground.
I mean, I don't want to side with, I don't know. I think Rose is just selfish, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, yeah, definitely. But, like, I don't, so basically James Cameron's point is, well,
he must die
that way. I'd figure out another way to kill him off. Like, no matter what, he's wanting to kill Jack off. And we're like, there's no way he's going to survive. He's like, no, I'll figure out a way for him to die. It's like, I don't think that's what the people want, but okay, there you go. So, all right, let's hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
38% of people, almost 4 out of 10 people, go to work sick just to prove to their workers that they are sick. What? Almost half.